Well, the Mazda Innovation Community Development Award goes to the Exeter FFA chapter, located in California. We've got Elijah and Isabella. You're both from that chapter. First, we're going to talk about the project in your FFA chapter. So, Isabella, we'll start with you talking about the project or the FFA chapter that you come from. Tell us a little bit about the chapter first, and then we can move into the actual project.
Most importantly, before we start our chapter, it's really a community because we come from a small town that is situated between so many orange groves, and it's a very rural area, that our chapter automatically becomes a community with abundant support that we have even though we're such a small town. So when you think of Exeter FFA, I immediately think unity and family, and we are strong in all of our ECDs and as well as in community development.
Very good. Now let's talk about the project that you won this award with. Elijah, what was the project?
The project was the Hunger Heroes Canned Food Scavenger Hunt. So what we did was we get everyone together and split up into teams, and they all get assigned a driver, and they all get sections around our community, and they will go for an hour knocking on doors collecting cans. And after that hour, we usually raise over 2,000 cans in that moment that we'll give back to the community for families in need.
Elijah, who came up with this idea, or is this a project you've been doing for a handful of years?
This has been a project that we've been doing for a handful of years. Living in the community, my sister was an officer. We remember when I was a little one, the members would always come knocking out the door and we'd clear out our pantry. We were always ready for it. It's been going on for a while now.
Yeah, very good. Now, this project has been very successful for your FFA chapter. Do students look forward to it every year?
Yes, they do. It's actually just the keystone of all of our community service events is actually the Canned Food Scavenger Hunt.
Now, what does it mean for your chapter to be awarded this Community Development Award?
Honestly, it is an amazing honor coming from such a small town and being able to make such a big impact and knowing what you can do with your own two bare hands in an hour with all your peers and your friends is an amazing experience and humbling.
So. How about for you? What did this mean here and up in front of all those thousands of people here at the 89th National FFA Convention? What did it mean to hear your chapter's name up there as being awarded this?
It was an honor to know that even a little chapter like us, we can make an impact and we can be recognized on the national level, because an organization like the FFA really doesn't just paint a broad brush where it's really fine-tuning, and we can really see that with even a little chapter like ourselves, we get such an award.
Very good. Now, before we move on to getting some of your advisor's thoughts, let's no, you're fine. Who do you want to thank for helping you get this award, whether it's community advisor, all those folks combined, Isabella?
First and foremost, I would like to thank my advisor, Kevin Mendez, for helping us through this event, but most importantly, preparing me and Elijah for this amazing presentation and the opportunity to actually present in front of national judges, because she's always has pushed me in the FFA, and I would be nowhere without her. So.
Now, speaking of Mrs. Mendez, let's go to you, getting some of your thoughts as the FFA advisor here at the Exeter FFA chapter. Tell us what went through your mind when you found this out just a few moments ago.
Well, I was actually judging proficiencies, and so I was running over here in the rain trying to get here, and Elijah called me and said, "You need to come backstage," and I said, "Don't mess with me right now." But, I mean, these kids put in a lot of hard work and a lot of time after school just sitting down, bouncing ideas off, laughing, you know, telling stories, and I always tell your personal story, and that's what makes it memorable. And so it's pretty exciting. Every year we do the national chapter, and we made it, got recognized for all of their hard work and the chapter and the other teachers in the program. So it's pretty cool to be doing this and see all their hard work finally pay off.
Certainly, and as an advisor, obviously you spend a lot of after hours working on FFA projects like this. That must mean a lot. Is there anything else either of you all want to add?
Yeah, we want to thank probably our other advisors, Mr. Dan Crookham, Mrs. Nicole Ray, Michelle Lyons, because it really is a team effort, and not one person can accomplish such things, and everybody puts in a lot of hard work in their time to make things happen, and so it's not just me or two of the students or the officer team. It's really the entire program and chapter.
Well, congratulations once again, Isabella Gomez, Elijah Ewing, and Mrs. Mendez on your achievement here, as well as the rest of the community and advisors there back at the Exeter FFA chapter. The award winner in the community development area, the Models of Excellence, the Exeter FFA chapter. Bryce Duskett reporting.